The best variety of music on your Harrogate Radio with Fairground Attraction, Perfect, and also the original I Love You Baby. Now, today, we're getting as many organisations on the radio as possible and on our social feeds because we're with the fantastic team at Ripon Community House. So many different bodies, all under one roof in the city, serving not only Ripon as a city, but surrounding villages as well. And one of many to utilise this fantastic space is the Toy Library. And from there, Sarah, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. Sarah Sharp, yeah, I'm chair of Ripon Community Toy Library, and we celebrated our 30th year in 2023. Most of those years have been at Community House. We have a stay and play session every Thursday morning, 10 till 12, and on those mornings we welcome new mums, carers, parents, grandparents, to come and borrow our toys and use our toys. It's a great social environment. They can chat to others, watch their children learning through play, have a nice cuppa. And our main objective, though, as a toy library, is to fund and allow people to borrow our toys. We always stock beautiful educational toys made of wood mostly, and for a small fee you can borrow those toys. We're completely run by volunteers, so we're constantly looking for volunteers. This year especially, we're going to lose our secretary that's been a volunteer. Through health reasons, she has to leave. So anybody who's interested in becoming a secretary, helping out at meetings, coming along and being part of our super family, then please get in touch. Sarah@sarahsharp.co.uk.
Gemma, you're one of the many volunteers?
Yes, I'm a volunteer now.
What spurred you on to get involved?
I brought my daughter when I was a young mum, and I joined at 18 just to get her out the house, socialise, meet other mums. And also I couldn't afford toys back then. There wasn't Facebook Marketplace, those sort of things. So I used to borrow and rotate her toys. And I did that with my first three children. And it was everything. I met friends that I've still got. And then years and years later, I now come with my granddaughter and my grandson who's just started school. And my daughter's also a volunteer.
Amazing.
I'm in a position now where, you know, I'm older and financially stable, so I can give it back.
Yeah.
Because it was so important. And also, I don't want all the toys in my house anymore.
Well,
so I borrow from my grandchildren and I can rotate them and keep it interesting.
It's such a great idea because, like you say, it does get really expensive. I know from our own experience, our daughter, Eva, one minute she was into Paw Patrol and then the next minute, bam, Paw Patrol's gone and you've spent 30, 40 quid.
We've got an entire Peppa Pig collection, the house, the figures, everything, and you can borrow the whole lot, you know, for a week, 2 weeks, a month if you want to re-borrow it. The Piglet climbing frame is £250.
Yes, it gets expensive.
You don't want that in your house permanently.
No, exactly.
Just borrow it, take it back, borrow it again a few weeks later if they miss it. It's great.
Well, we've got plenty more to come from here at Community House in Ripon. First of all, though, good sing-along. They're Killers and Mr. Brightside.